Justin, welcome to the studio.
I was delaying talking to Justin.
I know. Why? Justin, you have to say your name.
I don't know what to do when I come up here. Do I just start talking or do I wait?
Do you wait to be introduced?
We're going to see if people would forget that yesterday Justin said he wanted to celebrate Thonk Thursday.
Oh, I forgot. Let's see him.
It is Thonk Thursday.
Now, why did this come about, Justin?
This happened because I had a discussion with Lacey in the back. Is she a little freaky? And she said that she wears...
Freaky Lacey.
She says she only wears thongs.
We're not freaky. That's all I wear if I wear underwear, and I'm not freaky.
Is it 80%, you would say?
80%.
80% girls in the office probably wear them?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't checked or asked or done a survey.
She said all she wears is thongs, and I was like, okay. I thought to myself, I've never worn a thong before. I want to know if it's uncomfortable or what it's like, and I remember that movie, John Tucker Must Die. And all the guys wore thongs, and they ended up really liking them.
Okay.
So I decided, I thought it'd be a good idea if we got thongs and we could all wear them.
So all the guys today, in the office, right?
Well, no, just the ones that wanted to participate. And some of them were forced, but you still got
I don't think any of us wanted.
Okay.
Did you want to participate, Jesse?
I was curious, but not really.
The first one.
Oh, my God.
This little small black.
That's not a thong.
That's a girl thong.
I was at the male thong store.
You were?
Yes. Big Al, extra large. There you go.
Oh, my gosh. That's so smart. So Justin has selected. Most of us girls wear thongs that have a few inches of fabric around the sides.
Less than what I have on.
What am I supposed to do with
these? These are tiny.
I
don't even know where the straps are.
Yeah, I don't even know where his legs are.
What about this big, thick red strip one?
Oh, the big, thick one looks uncomfortable.
Do you want this one, Big Al? You got options.
Al, I would go with the red.
Go with that one.
This is like an eye patch for a
pocket.
Does look like an eye patch.
These are ridiculous.
It's got like seven strings and like a little piece of black on it.
Yuck.
There's
no way.
It's netty. What am I supposed to put in this little pouch?
That's what you're,
I'm not bragging about my manhood, but that ain't going
to
get it.
And I wanted to put that up to my face the way you did, Al, because Justin had to try those on at the
store.
You're supposed
to wash the underwear before.
Did you wash these, Justin?
Yes.
No, he did not.
The tag still dried off. Yes. So do you want this one, Big Al?
I guess.
Okay. Yeah. The big one.
So, Jesse, that means you get that other
one? That strap is... No, because...
No, I got you.
This one's going to go straight up my butt crack.
Well, that's the point.
Oh, my gosh. What's the name of the thong?
Oh, my gosh. Let's see JC's.
Petite.
JC, we got you a nice little bright.
Now, JC, you got a better option.
Woo! Oh, my God. Okay, that's like a regular... That's a... I would have...
Oh, good. I can go jogging and everybody will see me.
You're gonna have so much like room down there, and it's gonna feel like air. You're gonna feel so light. I bet.
I seem very much room.
Thong Thursday, huh?
Okay. Thong Thursday. We're gonna go right out.
You guys were cute, JC. You did say yesterday, we have it on tape, that you were actually curious as to what the thong feels like.
Well, I've had it like for a whole day. Like I've done it for fun. You know, as a gag stuff with my wife, but not.
Wait, so you've already done it once, but that wasn't long
enough? I've talked about this story, and my mother-in-law walked in.
I know, but that wasn't enough.
So Kenzie.
Because I didn't walk around. I literally laid there, and then I took it off after 15 minutes.
Oh. Well, Kenzie's going to like to see that, aren't you?
Probably not.
My butt crack is itching already.
Actually, Nick is right here. Nick, we got you a little blue pair right here.
Oh, that one's got a big pouch.
A lot of coverage.
Yeah. That's got a big pouch.
That's for your 12th man.
Also, I found out that there's two different types of underwear
those
for men.
Those go under, so those are straps that go under the butt.
It's like a jock and
G. Everything.
It's a jock and G
string. This is so weird.
And then I got one for our boss, Big Daddy, George. I got one for George.
Well, he won't be here for a while. But this was that to look forward to.
I'm so excited.
This is going to be fun for George.
Why are there so many different kinds of thongs?
So, Justin, I'm assuming you're already wearing yours because why wouldn't you just come in prepared?
No, I didn't actually. So, I was.
Sale thongs. Good for you for
saving
money.
Between Big Al, I was going to let him choose.
Okay. Oh, which one are you going to wear? So Justin can wear his.
Should we implore some of our listeners to go ahead and do the same so they can enjoy the thrill of the thongs?
Well, I don't think they just happen to have them at home.
You can't just wear.
They might wear the wives or something.
No,
that would be way too uncomfortable for a dude.
Yes. Exactly.
Maybe not. All right, I guess I don't really. I'm not real particular about the thing up my butt crack.
This is so weird.
If you hear a guitar strum in the key of G, you know someone's passing gas.
I know, boy. I don't even know that was a good joke.
I didn't catch that joke.
That one's $18. This one's $15.
No, I got you.
Thank you.
I got picked up on your guitar joke there. And the tune of G.
Am I not going to get the, that was the best joke ever play? Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Justin. Thank you. I was looking at my thong.